We're joined by Ollie and Benji from SOG and Def Raccoon.
It's a pretty cool gig, you know. You've got Def Raccoon, SOG, Seek Help, Talking Furniture, and Eris. So that's pretty hype. It's a pretty stacked lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, some like awesome bands.
Yeah. Do y'all all know each other within all those bands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of like all like grown up together, eh?
Yeah, in a way.
Well, I'd say so.
Let's say so.
Like 4 years ago, we were all quite bad.
Yeah.
And now we're less bad, but we have more fun.
Oh, 4 years. That's quite
probably.
Wow. 3-4 years, yeah, probably.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the history of your guys' band?
Right, so my band is called SOG, and we were really, really bad for a year.
Were bad.
And then we got slightly less bad, and then I started listening to Die to Die and HDU, and then we got okay.
Nice.
I'll do Talking Furniture first, because I've been in that one a little bit longer.
Yeah.
We were originally called for Jazzaholics, and we did jazz covers of video game songs.
Whoa, that sounds pretty sick.
For quite a while. And the Office theme song.
That's good.
And then we were really bad for a really long time. And then we found Ollie. No. We just slowly got better. And I think finally we're at a point where we are all friends and having a great time. I also recently joined Def Raccoon, and those guys were amazing before I joined, and they're slightly worse now, but I'm so happy to be here.
No, I'm sure they're a bunch better. I'm curious though, what kind of video game songs did you cover?
Persona 5, Beneath the Mask.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we played it in front of a Tahuna Assembly.
That's fun.
After our singer / drummer did a comedy routine for 10 minutes.
Heck yeah. That sounds like a pretty good gig right there.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the jokes?
Yeah, I can.
Can you say that?
Why was the grass purple?
Why?
Science.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke.
Cool.
It's the answer to anything, really, isn't it?
Yeah. If only that could have captured my facial expression. Well, go ahead.
Okay, sure thing. I have a... Where is it? Yes, I've got a SOG-specific question first.
Right.
You've got a number of songs that are very strongly worded in their titles, which I think is really cool, by the way. Special Place in Hell, Kill Your Oppressor, If Bigots Scum. Who inspired all of this? Are there certain people in power these days that you are kind of thinking to? And you don't have to mention anyone.
Kill Your Oppressor, that song is a mashup of two different songs, namely Kill Your Idols by Sonic Youth and We Built Our Own Oppressors by Da Da Da.
Yo.
And I think the name was around before the song, or maybe they came up at the same time. But that song is about raging against the machine and rebelling against the man. And
true.
Killing your oppressor.
Heck yeah.
And, the other song titles, I don't really know where they came from. Like, they were something I came up with one day and they stuck to the wall, I guess.
Fair enough.
But yes, the last album we put out, Kill Your Oppressor, that is a very angry, politically minded album. And
it's kind of what we need nowadays.
Yeah, it is, yeah. 100%. Well, especially with the young crop of Dunedin bands, a lot of people are pissed off about everything.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is great to see. We need more of it. But the newer songs we're doing at the moment are just about 5 billion ferrets. I'm being serious.
That's a lot of ferrets.
And what's the history behind the 5 billion ferrets? What's the story?
Band practice one day, I was freestyling some lyrics, as I do, and 5 billion ferrets came off my tongue.
Hell yeah.
And we're playing it for the first time live tomorrow night.
Boom!
Oh, there you go.
So
exciting.
That's a sneak peek of a new track.
Heck yeah. Next question is, this is an all-ages gig, from what I understand. Are you planning on censoring certain things, or are you just going, it's fine?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I will never compromise anything.
Good on you.
All ages can enjoy everything.
Yes.
Totally.
But all age in the Octagon cannot enjoy everything.
Yeah, they can enjoy nothing.
No swear words in the Octagon, guys.
What do you mean by that?
Are you forced to say no swears when you're performing?
Bad.
It was a New Year's gig.
Oh,
okay.
Foul language in the Octagon is not allowed, guys.
That's never happened before.
No.
People don't swear in public.
No.
Mm. Why would someone
do
that?
That's why it's illegal for under 18.
Yeah.
Oh. I see.
Shout out to Dunedin councillors.
So what bands generally inspired, I guess, all three of the bands in question today?
I feel like I can say Die Die Die
for everyone. I think Die 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 inspires everybody everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth inspires everybody everywhere.
Everybody everywhere.
Fugazi.
Slint.
Slint. Big Black. Shellac.
Okay, and maybe a bit more like specific to each band then. Those are the main ones.
I can definitely hear all that inspiration in your guys' music.
Swans.
Swans to suck.
Swans suck?
Yeah. They've got like one song.
They got all the songs.
They've got one song.
I've only heard the one song.
HDU.
HDU. Fine.
Gordon's, Bolt of Space.
They're just naming like niche Dunedin bands. That's the problem with
Gordon's and Bolt of Space are from Christchurch.
Song's just like a compilation of like every single like small Dunedin
the clean
band for the last 40 years.
You're the culmination, I would say.
Carriage H.
The worst of all.
I'm spitting off bands I like.
Talking Furniture, like a bunch of, I don't even know, like Korean noise bands.
Paranol.
Oh, Paranol.
Paranol.
Dinosaur Jr.
Dinosaur Jr.
We love Dinosaur Jr.
Jeff Raccoon really like Weather Day.
Jeff Rosenstock. Bomb the music industry.
Yeah. We like all the music.
Love it. Can we?
Ed Sheeran.
Wilco.
Ed Sheeran. Pink.
Ollie's not kidding about Ed Sheeran.
Unwound.
Just to clarify, Ed Sheeran is a genuine inspiration for Silk.
Did you guys open for Ed Sheeran?
I would have loved to.
That'd be sick. Next time Ed's down here.
Well, I would have done it as like a solo show. I would have played under the name Sog, but I'd have a massive looper pedal and play everything myself. With autotune.
Of course.
You know what I always thought would be crazy and a bit diabolical is the opening act of, say, Ed Sheeran. Just plays Ed Sheeran. So before he gets the chance,
you play the whole set list.
Yeah, people have already heard it. I wonder if people have done that. I don't know. It's a random thought.
Well, like just like Shape of You, like over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Play five Shape of You
in descending keys. Each time it gets lower and lower.
More somber.
And slower.
Yeah.
That's one way to get the party started.
And then eventually you've got like an Ed Sheeran doom metal cover band and they take 20 minutes to play Shape of You.
True. That would be pretty epic. Touring. You guys toured before? Is that on the radar?
Who knows? What can I say? Except I don't know.
Fair enough.
What to say?
Would you be looking forward to or planning in the future perhaps on doing a show outside of Autopoty?
100%.
I think every band ever is planning a tour right now.
It's true. Very
Except
true.
Except for a band called I Hate Touring. Please never take me on tour. I hate touring.
Haven't heard of them before.
Where would you two like most want a tour?
Japan.
Mm.
Oh, and actually, no, that's a lie. Like, somewhere really obscure and like Europe.
Ranfurly.
Like, where they don't speak English.
I think Germany would be really fun to tour. I think playing Berlin would be really fun.
That'd be pretty sick.
Or like
Talking Furniture Amsterdam. Switzerland tour.
Talking Furniture Switzerland tour.
Yeah.
Or like a log cabin in like the Alaskan Alps.
Yes, you have to hike there.
Yeah.
Like a ski.
Oh, a ski cabin. That's the price you pay. You don't pay for a ticket. You just have to do the big ass hike.
And then you have to cross country ski there.
Yeah. It's a 20-minute set.
20-minute set, and you got to ski there.
That'd be sick.
To keep brushing off the ice off the instruments.
No, we're inside.
Oh, true.
Everybody's outside. It's like that. it's like that one Fringe Black Box gig that they do at Tefare, where the bands are inside, but they have the PA outside, and it's just being blasted into the street.
Wait, that's pretty cool. I haven't heard of that.
Neither.
Yeah.
They're like toys in a box.
Yeah.
Like mannequins.
You can shake them.
You can poke the glass.
Any favorite Dunedin bands?
Da da da. HDU.
Yep, just the
Sog.
The Clean.
Seek Help.
Verlaine's.
His name are all the famous ones. Sure, I'll name the niche ones.
Talking Furniture.
Oh, thank you. That means
Eris. Def Raccoon.
That's so nice that you're shouting out the small guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Dunedin bands.
That's such a good culture here for bands.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
I love Dunedin Noise as well. Dunedin Noise is great.
Dunedin Noise. Like, noise as a genre?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Dead Sea.
Y'all seen Roomie yet?
I love Roomie.
Yeah, I saw them play for the first time at the Crown last weekend. It was really cool.
Real cool shit.
Yeah. Well.
Right. So, are you both in high school?
Yes,
I'm currently in my uniform.
Yes.
For all the listeners out there. By Bayfield High School. Represent.
Represent.
Thank you, Benji.
Miss King.
How much longer's left?
Not much longer. I'm in my last year.
Nice.
I left early today to go to the museum.
Heck yeah.
Rip the museum. I work at the museum.
The museum's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like the butterflies.
Yeah. That's
I like true. The fish area.
Half of my job is I just get to stand in front of the door of the butterflies and just sweat because it gets so hot in there.
Tell people to shake off the butterflies.
Exactly.
Has anyone ever tried to smuggle the butterflies out?
Yes. Kids try to do it all the time.
Just let them have one, you know? Like,
it's true.
Probably can't say that.
It's not a major biosecurity risk.
Yeah. What would happen if a butterfly escaped?
In short, they would probably just die if they were alone. But if there were multiple, then maybe they would go out into the wild and spread and take over native species.
Would they start like a nice little colony and be like really friendly?
They'd be really polite, yeah.
So if you're trying to like smuggle butterflies, you try to get multiple, is what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah. Multiple of the same species, but we can't say that.
From an employee is crazy.
But we can't say that.
Yeah.
Totally. I hope you don't lose your job.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
So, how's your, high school experiences shaped your, the fostering of your bands? Are they very supportive? Do they have great music departments?
Logan Park does. I love Miss Fahey. She loves us. Yep.
Sick.
Love that.
Bayfield can be challenging sometimes, but we have an awesome arts department, and they're always doing their best.
Hey, that's what matters.
But we found my friend's house, Dylan, and we can do it his.
Yeah, okay.
I think the hardest thing about high school is if you want to do anything, you have, like, no time ever.
That's true.
That's a good
and
point.
Especially, like, near the end of a year, if you're trying to do, like, exams and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
So,
it's non-stop work.
But, like, I feel like that adds to the music, you know?
Because
you're, like, really, you have no sleep, you're really tired. And then you play noise for an hour.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Do you plan on going to uni?
Yeah, probably not.
Fair enough.
Are you going to focus on the music then?
Yeah, oh, I don't really know.
Oh, that's so valid.
That was me when I was in year 13. I was like, oh, no, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's everyone in year 13.
Yeah, you figure it out.
I want to try to do everything, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, like, and I reckon you can do it.
Heck yeah. You can do everything.
Like I know people who are like, they're like, you know, got two PhDs, they were a priest for a while. You know, they travel the world.
Jeepers.
Yeah, I'm talking about my dad.
It's like, I want to do that.
Heck
do
yeah.
Everything.
Do everything. Yeah, leave no stone unturned. Yeah, well, I think come and do some Radio 1 stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I think we're nearly out of time.
Yeah, we are actually. Is there anything else y'all want to say?
Or plug?
Hey, come to the gig tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come to our gig and
Pioneer
have fun.
Hall, St. Chalmers. Port Chalmers, sorry. Not
it'll,
St. Chalmers.
It'll bring smiles to everyone across Dunedin. Only if you've ever.
It's like this generation's Woodstock 69.
Yeah, it is that. I've heard lots of people saying that, actually.
Have you?
It's the talk around the town.
Everyone and their nan is going to be there.
Yeah, a large elderly population.
Yeah, that's the general demographic.
Every old person in Port Chalmers is coming.
Yeah.
Even your nan.
That should be the tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be.
Anyways.
Radio 1 will be there.
Radio 1 will be there.
If
you want to work at Radio 1, come to this gig.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a job.
That's, and then network.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
We've got jobs to give away.
Nice one.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
Heck yeah. Y'all have a great weekend and wish you all the best for the gig.
Oh, thank you very much.
Much thanks.
It's been lovely.
Yeah. Up next we have... That was a Radio 191 FM podcast!
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.